There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Make no mistake, today not a single Republican candidate announced or potential is clearly and consistently supporting a path to citizenship. Not one. When they talk about legal status, that is code for second-class status.
Hillary Clinton making news a couple days in a row based on what she had to say about immigration just the other day. And that's where we begin in the world of politics. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, this show, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? We're watching you in Oklahoma and Kansas and Nebraska. I know it's been a rough one because of the floods and the tornadoes. So certainly politics maybe not so heavily on your mind at this particular moment. Politics of a different sort in trying to maneuver around Mother Nature. And boy, the destruction. We'll talk about it coming up a little bit later here on this show. Speaking of what's coming up on this show, I feel compelled to tell you we've got also fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Nathan Reeder joins us, our esteemed technical producer, to try to figure it all out, if that's possible, in a segment. If only we could figure it all out in a segment, that would be great, wouldn't it? And in the meantime, the cops are still trying to figure it out in Garland, Texas, a stone's throw away from Dallas. Just a couple of days ago, two guys in full body armor trying to open fire, which they did, on a community center where inside they were drawing the Prophet Muhammad. But the world of politics and immigration being one of the main issues heavy on the minds of Americans and sure to be part of all the debates, no matter who's debating, this is absolutely one of the biggest, probably, buzz situations or buzz saw situations for some of these politicians. And Hillary Clinton decided, you know what, and that's why we played that, I'm just going to throw all in. I'm just taking my chips and I'm throwing them in the middle of this table. I'm not going to dance around it. Here's what I think. So if somebody is tired of illegals being beaten up and they think there should be a pathway to citizenship, then I'm the person they're going to vote for because nobody else is going to say that. But I'm going to say it. So come on, give me that Latino vote. And that's what I'm hoping I'm going to get out of this whole thing, because there is nobody else there for you. She said it. She called out the Republicans. Will this backfire? Will this work? What does this mean for Hillary Clinton? It means no matter what, she has to embrace it, no matter what happens. And it's interesting, because on the Republican side of things, the hopefuls are facing some interesting shifting sands as to what people are thinking with the various polls that are going on. Jeb Bush still, no matter what poll it is, always leads the pack. Even if it's just by the hair on his chinny chin chin, he does. And then after him, it's kind of alphabet soup. It depends on whose name is put in there. Because Scott Walker hasn't declared the governor of Wisconsin, but wants to, and that's, so he's a hypothetical. Chris Christie is really a hypothetical. Rubio isn't. Cruz isn't. Fiorini isn't. Ben Carson isn't. But that field's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And because we live in the 140 character world, you can't back off of what you've said. In other words, you could change your mind, but you have to really highlight it, because then you look like a flip-flopper. You know, you look like you flip-flopped at the convenience of what you think the constituents right now today think what they're thinking. So a new poll was released Monday that says that Americans believe, and this will be one of the issues, that race relations are at their worst than in more than two decades. Wow. More than two decades. This is another one of the topics besides immigration that will absolutely be part of any of the debates, will absolutely make headlines. So the CBS News New York Times poll says 61% of Americans characterize race relations in the U.S. as bad. 61%. That includes a majority of white and black people who responded. You know, that's the highest number we've had since 1992. 79% of African Americans believe police are more likely to use deadly force against a black person than a white person, while 53% of whites believe race doesn't play a role. Doesn't play a role. Now remember, this poll comes on the heels of the death of Freddie Gray, who was in police custody at the time in Baltimore. And there's, of course, heated unrest, even though it has been pretty good for the last couple of days, meaning cars aren't on fire, there aren't massive people breaking the curfew. And when we go back to the 90s, think of Los Angeles and the riots following the acquittal of police officers and the beating of Rodney King. It's also the first time since 97 that majorities of both white and black Americans both believe race relations in the U.S. are poor. Both believe it. Mm. I think that's incredible. And most of the people who responded, 64%, you're listening to me now, of whites, 57 of blacks, thought the unrest in Baltimore following Gray's death was not justified. Amen. It was not justified. It was ridiculous. It was outrageous. There's no place for that. I'm upset, so I'm going to burn down my hometown. I'm going to tell people to take to the streets. I'm going to liken it to the movie Purge. And I'm going to get everybody to buy into this plan. And you can bet the person circulating that flyer was nowhere near. Nowhere near. They're always chicken-hearted. Unless they're right in the thick of it and can't, and they don't have any deniability. They have no way to get around it. So I think that poll is pretty revealing. I say this all the time, and I don't need a qualifier, but polls and pollsters, especially pollsters, get paid a lot for a reason because they're pretty accurate, and campaign people really pay attention to it so they can tweak things. If they see that there's some kind of trend and there's something that people don't like, they try to get away from it as fast as possible. Give them what they do like. Don't give them what they don't like. Because how are you supposed to get elected if they don't like it? And that makes sense. But the issue can also be the flip-flopping. If you're on a seesaw and you're going in one direction, but you stop the pattern, you go back a different direction, it's okay for small kids, but not adults. Stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag next here on America Tonight. Even if I am in love with you, all this to say, what's the to you? Observe the blood, the rose tattoo, and the fingerprint on me from you. Other evidence showing that you and I are still amazing. Skirt around the danger zone, don't talk about it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a dig away. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation.
All right, once again, here we are standing on the precipice of reading several of your emails. Remember, 24/7, you have something to say, no matter what it is, about the politics we're talking about on the show or something fun or whatever it is. Send it to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, bada bing, you are in, my friends. So we take our first one. This one is from Kyle, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hi, Kate. I just got savvy to your show. I've been watching, or listening, I should say, for a couple of weeks here, and this stuff that's happening in Baltimore is very, very, very troubling. Troubling in the sense that why is it immediately, when it's anything serious, as the death of Freddie Gray, or when it's something that we're celebrating like a championship in one of our sports in the United States, that immediately the idea is to hit the streets and set cars on fire and raise basically some kind of chaos. Luckily, they've calmed that down in Baltimore, and I know comparing Baltimore to sports is kind of a stretch because they're two different things, but I don't get it. Do you understand it? No, they are two very different things because, you know, supposedly that's celebratory. Woohoo, we won, so we're going to just go out and we're going to set some fires and whatever, and that's just ridiculous and unacceptable, no question. Not that it's not it's unacceptable what's happening in Baltimore, and to go and riot, it's the same thing, because it dishonors who's ever dead anyway, no matter what the circumstance, and it destroys your hometown, theoretically, unless you're in from some other place. So either way, they are very different things. They are both very, very wrong. How about this one from Cash, who says, Kate, the scariest thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth is when you said ISIS says that they're in America and they've got trained soldiers in 15 states. That's pretty grim, don't you think? I think it's very grim. I mean, do we believe what they're saying, that this is a real imminent threat? And they're saying it because they're taking credit, if you will, for what happened in Texas. That you had two guys in body armor try to open fire, get into that community center where they were doing the contest for drawing the Prophet Muhammad. And, of course, the feds are investigating the Texas gunmen and their background and whatnot. But just the fact that they're saying that, that they've got them positioned, ready to carry out more ops, yes, it's very grim, because we've seen what they've done, certainly in Iraq and that swath of Syria, to so many innocent people there. And I know that our government agencies that are in the business of protection take all those threats really seriously. Trust me, they're trying to infiltrate mosques and get close to as many people as they can. And to the credit of, you know, some in the FBI, some in the CIA, they've done a really good job of it if you think about what hasn't happened on our shores. So hopefully that net just keeps getting bigger, but it is, yeah, absolutely. It's frightening to hear it. And trust me, there's multi-million dollar rewards that are flying around out there for some of these ISIS leaders, but the problem is, would anyone really turn them in for the money? Is, you know, remember what happened with Osama bin Laden? There was a big price on his head, and nobody around him ever turned to try to grab that cash that was out there. All right, here's one from Sam. Sam says, Kate, it's been a long time since I've sent you an email, but trust me, I've been listening. I think it's terrible, that story you talked about the other night on the show, about the co-pilot who was actually doing a dry run for crashing the plane. Too bad nobody really recognized what was happening there. Maybe those 150 people would have been alive instead of dead in the Alps. Yeah, I think it was crazy, that report saying that he had tried a rapid descent, was kind of playing around with it. So he had obviously thought about doing this. It wasn't just a spur-of-the-moment thought in his head. And that doesn't matter, because you can't prosecute him. He's gone. He took everyone with him. And you can't bring that back. We can't re-rack the process. But I don't know, maybe it's something to look for if you've got other people that are watching that plane, and if somebody notices, hey, what's going on? Why is that descending like that on some other sort of dry run? Then maybe they would have been able to get to him. But who knows? I mean, that's such a stretch. I think the story is just very creepy. Let's put it that way. Let's move on to this one. Boy, this is great. We're getting through a lot of these. This one is from Alice, who says, hi, Kate. I listened to what Hillary Clinton had to say the other day about this pathway to citizenship, if you will, for illegal immigrants. And I have to say, I, for one, say thumbs up. I mean, what are we doing? Did you see the report where, and I think it was on Vice, and you've mentioned you've watched that before, they couldn't get anyone to pick the watermelons, to pick any of the fruit when they left a farm, left the door open for Americans to come over and Americans to take over for the illegals, because, of course, they had been booted out, and what a disaster that was. What are people thinking when they think that Americans are really going to take those jobs? You're fooling yourself. That's not going to happen. And when illegals say, you wait, and if we're gone, what happens? I think they're dead on right. I don't understand how we treat a peoples that way. It doesn't make any sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Well, here's what I say about that situation, especially because I was close to it in El Paso and covered the Border Patrol. I can't tell you for how many years, and traveled with them on a couple occasions and saw what was going on. One, it was very depressing because of the coyotes taking advantage of the people and some of them ending up dead or raped or all the other stories that you don't hear very much about. And so, yes, there were those people that were just lovely people that had relatives over on the other side of the border and would get them jobs. But then we have this element, this criminal element, that's very real, very big, very dangerous, and very destructive to the country. And that's not being contained enough in the system when, once, even if they're caught. And that's incredibly scary to me. And the problem is, you can't freeze time. So we can't go back and say, wow, in the 80s we had these laws, and if we enforce them, then our immigration problem, our illegal immigration problem, wouldn't be as difficult to deal with because we wouldn't have so many illegals in the country and trying to separate, oh, these are the bad ones from the good ones, if you will. And it's just so out of control. It's like a hornet's nest that we're swatting at trying to figure this out. And I don't think her proposal is anything different or new. It's just a way to jump out there and feel as though she can probably grab the Hispanic vote, maybe, or a big chunk of it because of what she's saying to the people who believe that it's wrong, that like we're trying to put up a blockade. But it was smart from a campaign position. She's in Nevada. There's a big problem there. And it goes squarely against what most of the Republican presidential candidates are saying, because they oppose a comprehensive bill, especially a pathway to citizenship. And, you know, it goes back to the same thing. It really is true. I don't care. Democrat, Republican, independent, label yourself whatever you want. If you go to the border and really see what's happening, you see how horrific the problem is. And the problem is we have no system. We have no system for people coming in and out. And again, we can't go back. We got to figure this out. And we got to come up with a better plan than the plans that are out there. And her plan is nothing different. It's just taking a really big swipe at anybody who is anti-illegal immigration on the Republican side to try to maneuver, to try to make that happen. And if I were the campaign person for her, it probably is the right stroke. It's the right way to go, because she's got to do something to try to capture a chunk of the demographics, whatever the demographics are, and those are big demographics. I mean, that's a pitch to Latino voters, no question about it. You know, you got Marco Rubio and you got Jeb Bush, who are courting Hispanics, and they're talking about ways to overhaul the immigration system, but being very careful what they say as to not alienate the rest of the Republican base. So they're kind of tiptoeing around it, but at the same time, trying to jump into the middle of it. All right, I think we have time for one more. This one is from Kenneth. I like that, Kenneth. And Kenneth says, Kate, I heard somebody mention on a previous mailbag that you went through about Nail the Score, and I was wondering the same thing. Are you going to do Nail the Score this year? I promise I'll call in. I have emailed in the past, but I just need to know the time and when you are starting Nail the Score. Well, I don't know the exact time and date. I will nail that down, but it's in September, and we're going to try to make it the same day. It's tough because of holidays and stuff, but I'm going to try to keep it on the same day so you know when it is, you know when to call, and there's no confusion over that. All right, thanks to everybody who sent emails to us. You can too, americatonight.net.
It seems clear you don't want me here no more. I try to stay awake because we need a better one. I ain't around, so why offend? Came home and I found again all my stuff piled at the door. Say, when's the last time you...
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Nathan must have realized I like my jazz. Hey, everybody. America Tonight. Spread the word. All roads lead to the show. AmericaTonight.net. Facebook us, Twitter us, all that kind of stuff. And you can go to GCNLive.com and download shows if you miss things or you want to listen to them later in the day. Big shout out to my boys on Fleet Street in London who are listening. And also our pals in Sweden as well, and for the rest of you across this great nation. So one of the cool things that we do here is a segment called Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. Let's head there now.
Bingo!
Ha ha! Bingo! Nathan Reeder, are you ready?
Sure.
Sure. All right, so Tom Brady, a 243-page report on Deflategate came out Wednesday and pretty much just stopped short of calling the star quarterback for the Patriots a cheater. It did say, however, some of his claims were implausible and left little doubt that he had a role in having footballs deflated before the New England's AFC title game against Indianapolis in January. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo.
Oh, that's bingo. Come on. Let's move on.
Bingo. It is bingo. I mean, of course he knew How could he not know? He's the guy who always has his hands on the football, so he has to know what it feels like. And of course he did, and you could see the difference in some of the games. You could see what happened to Baltimore when they played Baltimore. Wow. All right, how about this? This is crazy. But Summer Redstone, who is pretty famous for running Viacom, at 91 years old, so he's 91 years old, Nate. He's a big mover and shaker guy, which who cares about that? But he still wakes up before dawn. He swims and he bikes. He swims and he bikes. I mean, I'm going to say it again. He's 91 years old. And that's what he does every single day. It's like a rarity if he misses it. So he swims for miles on end, and he bikes for miles on end. And
he sounds like he eats fruits and nuts.
Probably. He does look pretty healthy. He does look like he's not like down in 50 steaks and 10 ho-hos and all that. I mean, he may eat some sweets and whatever, but he definitely is somebody who looks like the picture of health, I guess.
He's probably like, oh, let's just shred this, and then he eats some fruits and nuts, and that's why I gotta say bingo.
Bingo! Bingo. Okay, how about this? Can you imagine, Nathan, for just a minute, if you were on a roller coaster or some other ride,
whee!
And it broke... that sounds fun. Let's do it right now. But it didn't reach its destination, so you were left hanging upside down after the ride broke 200 feet in the air for 45 minutes.
Well, I mean, don't they have those suspension things that you...
Bars?
Those suspension bars, yes. For your back, it's probably not the same when you're...
45 minutes upside down, your feet are in the air, like your head is down.
Mm-hmm.
So there were seven that were left dangling that way. It broke the carriage carrying the riders when it hit at its peak, and so that's how they were dangling. What a scare. I mean, that's...
Where was
they
this?
Were... This was in Holland, at a fairground in Holland.
Hmm.
I think it's scary. I mean, I think it's unbelievable, actually. I would be freaked out beyond belief. I saw pictures of it. So picture, like, the bars you're talking about over your chest, and now you are upside down for almost an hour when the ride breaks. I mean, you are literally...
Sounds like
you look
a really bad headache. Yeah.
It sounds like... You gonna give me some money?
Yeah, probably.
And I am so not a sue person, but I think I might have to sue. They probably they're just gonna offer money. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
But the people were shocked, and they finally got him down. They could finally get him down, and luckily it had the crossover bar thing. Because sometimes the old-fashioned roller coasters just have that one bar, and then you would, I don't know how, you'd just be hanging on for your life. Because you could slip out of that, and that's why they started to change those. So that's good. I mean, do you like roller coasters?
Yeah, I kind of do. Sometimes they make me pukey.
Oh, that's nice.
But, I mean, I haven't puked from a roller coaster since I was, like, 13 or something like that. I remember one I went on... Close to that same trip, it was in Adventureland.
Adventureland. I've been to Adventureland.
Yeah, right outside of Des Moines.
Yeah.
And we start taking off, and I realize that the safety latch thing did not properly lock, and it was one that went upside down. And I tried yelling, and the guy didn't hear me. So I just, you know, you can get through that stuff if you just push your feet against the wall of the can, but oh my goodness. Going upside down was definitely an different experience after that.
Yeah, you know what? I like roller coasters, but I can get queasy now too. And it used to be that my nephew, oh, I hated this. I could strangle my brother, if people can relate to this. My brother knew I adored my nephew and would do whatever. So you'd be on the boardwalk and they'd be these the biggest roller coaster times 100. You know, they'd always try to outdo each other at these parks and stuff. And my brother would say, Owen, who do you want to go on the ride with? And he'd always point to me. Always point to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so what? His aunt is not going to not do it. I mean, are you kidding? And I'd be like, oh, kid, can't you? I mean, can't we do something else?
Yeah, the first time my brain started actually feeling, you know, wow, I am not as young as I used to be.
That's what it is.
Getting tossed against my skull is probably what's doing it. But that was me, Anna Marie, and the nephews, and just one of those. Just it wasn't even a roller coaster. It was just one of those spin little weavy things.
Yeah, where you spin around almost like in a shell. You do that where it goes around. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Oh, boy, frightening. All right, this is kind of frightening in a way. The FAA is going to work with CNN and a few other people to test a new system that could allow commercial drone operators to better pilot drones in urban areas because, you know, there's been a lot of pushback about the whole drone thing, and CNN is saying that they want to do some news coverage this way. Amazon has already said it wants to use the technology to deliver packages, and they're even talking about the postal service delivering mail that way. What's the drone going to open up your box and put the mail in? But CNN really is exploring using drones for news gathering, you know, but only when the operator can see the drone they're flying. They have to have the precision of that.
That seems
I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, that sounds like a nascent stage, really, of planning it and just an offering to describe what's going to happen first, when in reality they have something much bigger in mind, which has already been started, which is what the concept of Amazon doing it really is that it's part of the private system, really. We're trying to privatize it, and when NORAD isn't paying attention to it, then there's a new field to be understood and categorized and added database to be accessed. So whether it's the FAA who's going to take part of it, someone's going to. I mean, because it is like a mini version of what that NORAD are doing, basically.
Yeah, I agree with you. So is it fruits and nuts? Bingo? I guess it's bingo,
yeah,
right?
It's bingo.
It's a bingo.
It's bingo and a little fruits and nuts that it's such a quietly thought about thing.
Yeah, exactly. How about this? Jennifer Lawrence is demanding $20 million for her next film after the pay gap leak. Because remember, Sony got hacked into, and they were writing these emails that said how much less she made than all the men on the movie. And she was the star of the movie. And, of course,
wasn't she the star of the leaks of all the pictures, too?
She was.
I mean, come on, guys. Pay up.
I say pay up, right? Hollywood, you made a fortune on her back with those, with that Katniss Everdeen character. You know who she is. It's like there's three of them. So she made them a truckload of money. They need to pay her some money. Absolutely. So that's a bingo.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the name of the game in the first place. I mean,
yeah.
It's what Hollywood's made of.
Absolutely. But they can't beat up the actors when they're making a fortune on the other end of it.
Wait, you mean employers beating up the employees?
It happens everywhere.
It reminds me of a few movies.
Yeah, a few movies. True. All right, and this final one, 1 in 7 marriages end because of social media, Nathan. So now social media is being blamed for screwing up marriages because people are fooling around or they get caught in a lie or all kinds of other things. People are obsessed with their social media, Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff. What do you think? Fruits and nuts, bingo, or shred it?
It's both fruits and nuts and bingo because I've seen repercussions, but I gotta say, blaming the social media for it is not the appropriate method. We're just not paying attention to really contacting each other.
Yeah, I agree with you. Meet you on the flip side.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The stretch and heading for the money line here on America Tonight. So here's a scoop. Call us at 855-266-5283 if you want to weigh in on some of what we've been talking about. Where they're calling Hillary Clinton billionaires, the people who are donating to the super PACs. But all is fair in love and war. Republicans and the Democrats both have those PACs and both are taking advantage of the PACs because they've got to raise so much money to become president. As we say over and over again, the common man, you've got no chance unless you know a bunch of Daddy Warbucks, because it's not happening. And I think that one of the most intriguing stories in one way is this whole Tom Brady thing. Yay, we win the Super Bowl. Pete Carroll screws up, and instead Russell Wilson throws the football gets picked off and we win the Super Bowl, but leading up to it, it's all about the deflated footballs and the difference they made. And so, duh, a report comes out and says that he would know that they were deflated. Of course he knew they were deflated. And the NFL does nothing. What happens if another team does that? Does that quarterback get bounced? The NFL, to me, it's the convenient league. When it's convenient to make the ruling, they do. Otherwise, it gets lost somehow, and then somehow the heavy hand will fall down on the next person, and that becomes the rule. But Tom Brady, what are they going to do? He's going to keep playing football, and I think he had a role in deflating the footballs. I can't prove it exactly, but even that report alleges, yeah, he had knowledge of it. Grim, how are you?
Well, I am doing just fine, Kate, and I did call in to let you know about how I felt about this football gate, but you were talking about the black and white thing, and I find that to be propaganda.
About the poll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I get out there. Here's the problem, and I'm going to use some, kind of make it a little funny here. The crackers are cracked up with those that we elect and can't put up with them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you got the black and blue situation, and they're tired of being black and blue.
Yeah.
But when these groups talk together, they get along.
Yeah, so what's that about?
Did you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Here's the scenario between the two of them is the fact that if the cops would be more, I don't know, it's working in Boston. We see it's working where they're getting out and they're getting to know their neighbors more than trying to, what do you call it, profile.
Right.
You know, and you can see now that, you know, the Christian community is getting mad. The politicians are starting to shake in their boots. So, you know, things are panning out.
And I like that. Things are panning out.
Yeah, the truth is coming to light.
Right. Well, the truth is coming to light is a good thing, then. I mean, the truth sets you free. Let's get some truth in the middle of this.
This is, you know, it's slowly creeping up. But still yet, let's go back to the football thing. Let's go back to the fact that I'm trying to associate two things as being propaganda. Because it's all about the lamestream media. And this evening. Now, I know it's bad enough to have to put up with all this, and then on top of it, you got the land ho cane, and then you got a hurricane developing down in Florida, and then going through something like that, because the loss of everything else with the misery of the way things are going, you know, misery loves company, here you go.
Right.
But the two things that I'm getting at with the black and white and the football thing is being propaganda is everything else after that was quick sound bites to get you away from everything else that's more important. Let's talk about Brady. And the way I feel about this is each down, did not the officials have to touch the football too?
Yes.
Okay, why didn't they feel it inflated? Here's the rule that they need. The ball should be inflated. I think that a quarterback should have the right to put whatever pressure he wants in there. Now, they claim, well, it makes it easier for him to throw it and the receivers to receive it. Well, hey, doesn't it make it just as easy for, you know, the safeties to catch it and steal it away?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't justify that statement. It's just as easy either way. It's just one little tool that the quarterback could have. And you start stripping the tools away, then let's go back to the fact that football used not have passing. In its history, it was all groundwork.
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Yes.
Now it's all passing. Well, there is when groundwork, but a lot of passing.
Yeah. But when the first pass was thrown at the first game, oh, boy, we got to create all these rules.
Yeah.
which is the history of football.
That's true.
We're getting down to the point where, is it going to come down to where it's going to be mental telepathy passing? Can you
that would be interesting.
You know, now you don't do anything, but you got to be the strongest brain out there to have think. You know, can you see? You're going to make the game so boring, it's going to lose all its incentive.
Yeah.
It really is. And, these guys are out there getting hurt. Well, take $1 million away from your salary and give it back to the players so that, you know, they have something to retire on besides pain and misery.
No kidding. Because you see some, and they were huge legends, and it is so depressing. They walk like cripples because, they're like freight trains. That's how they used to get hit. And they still do get hit, but it was really bad then with the equipment.
Well, it's a game. It's a rough game. It's meant to be, you know. I mean, it's challenging. It's the human spirit is what it is.
Yeah.
And then when you start doing what you're doing now, just so a team can win, just so this can happen, just so I can, you know, make my bets work out in Las Vegas, just, you know, I mean, all that just loses the flavor in the football game.
Yeah.
Really.
Yep, I agree.
And it does create better people, you know. I mean, the sense of camaraderie, partnership, honesty, you know. But a lot of that's getting lost because the players know how corrupt it is.
Yeah, and that bugs them because it's on their backs.
Oh, yeah, they come in there with heart and soul, with love for the game as a child,
mm-hmm.
and they're just eventually corrupted toward the end.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the big money and playing the odds. I mean, probably the most famous athlete that regrets everything he's ever done is Pete Rose.
Oh, and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. He shouldn't be around the game, I mean, allowed to manage it, but he was the hit king. Oh. Come on. He was. And with the other things people did, I mean, come on, give me a break.
And it was really his own doing.
Yes.
You know? It wasn't, gambling was an addiction, a disease.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's different than what you foist on somebody else. Grim, interesting topics this time around, segging into a little sports shorts with the Grimster. Thanks for the call. He made some good points, and, you know, and talking about football, actually, because with that concussion stuff has been pretty fascinating to a lot of people. It's so sad when you see what's happened to players like Tony Dorsett, and Alzheimer's is hitting people, dementia, and then ultimately what's also happened to them physically, their body, so mentally and physically as well. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.